a person of one's depth of understanding how financial institutions work. Well, if a country is having some, you know, financial problems, it's obvious they will come up with the means to deal with those problems. And this is what exactly the Reserve Bank governor did. And at the end of the day, there is going to be some light for us to move forward as a nation, solving our, you know, teething problems.
Professor Chibije, is this politics or it has nothing with politics?
It has nothing to do with the politics. This is actually a reaction to the economic quagmire that they find themselves in. And this quagmire is a reflection of a disease which is twofold. One, it's lack of goods to export. And number two, lack of the competitiveness of the country to attract FDI.
Mr. Chirumanzu, the issue of bond coins, you know, when people talk about them, they think this is the way the ZANU-PF government is trying to reintroduce the defunct Zimbabwe dollar. What is your view on that?
The people have got the right to come up with their own views. But at the end of the day, you see, as long as they've got confidence in whatever is there in their country, I don't see we are going to have problems. Remember, initially when these bond coins were introduced, you know, people resisted. But now everyone is prepared to use them and they are very comfortable in doing so. And I just hope with the introduction of bond notes, people will, at the end of the day, will appreciate them. And then we move on with our life. I think it is also a weakness of African states per se to always want to use the, you know, former colonizers' notes and take them as a genuine, you know, currency as compared to their own currency. And I think this is going to take time because we are still hooked. We are still in love with the foreign, you know, countries are doing instead of appreciating our own stuff.
And Professor Chibije, I think this is pure politics, what Mr. Chirumanzu is talking now. He's talking about neocolonialism and, you know, the question of African countries using the American dollar, the British pound, and so forth. Does it work, what he's talking about?
That's not true. Our current crisis here has been caused by the BOP deficit that we have. And we are no longer having the US dollar now that we introduced because we couldn't manage our own US dollar. Under normal circumstances, now we would receive money that we have exported through our sale of goods to other countries, and then we get some inflows or money that is coming through foreign direct investment. Now that is not happening. And that's why we have got this crisis here. Now, for people to have confidence in a currency, a lot of things are required there for people to have a confidence in a currency, because money is a store of value. And whenever people have got no confidence that this money can keep our value stable, then they will shun that currency. It's not a question of colonial legacy or whatsoever. No, this is pure economy. People using their common sense to see whether their wealth will be stored in a currency. That's why they want the US dollar. Now, this bond coin, temporarily, of course, it will be useful, but as time goes on, you find out that the Reserve Bank will not be able to give to exchange this bond coin with the US dollars or rands that people would want to buy goods from other countries and then stock our supermarkets here. When that begins to happen, you find out that that bond coin will begin to depreciate in terms of the exchange rate. And then, in fact, it will then tantamount to be a Zim dollar.
Is this going to solve Zimbabwe's problems, Mr. Chirumanzu, in terms of cash shortages? And is it a long-term solution to all those kind of problems?
No, well, it is going to solve a lot of, you know, problems, because at the end of the day, maybe we'll be in a position to print these, you know, bond notes. But I think the most, you know, thing we are going to reap out of this policy is that it is going to be, you know, a balancing, you know, check where those people who are, we have the knack of importing unnecessary goods will be in a position to be questioned by the relevant authority to a question of saying, why would you want to take so much money in terms of US dollars to spend, for example, importing potato chips? I think this is going to be, you know, a good measure for the country. Yes, we don't know what the future holds for these bond coins, but I think let's cross the bridge when we are there.
Lastly, Professor Chibije, do you think this is a kind of a long-term solution to Zimbabwe's problems in terms of liquidity crunch?
This is not a long-term solution. It is quite temporary, solution to what is happening at the moment, because we are not able to export goods. We are not able to generate a US dollar. And our country, because of this indigenization bill, we are not able to attract FDI. And as long as this is the case, then we will continue channeling out money out of the country. And all the US dollars that we have, we'll channel them out. And once that has happened, then the bond note becomes a zim dollar.
Your last word, Mr. Churumanzu.
I would want to disagree with the professor, because remember, you know, we will still receive the US dollar, because right now our tobacco is raked in at 3 million. Remember, it is not only tobacco which we export. We also do the same thing with the gold. So at the end of the day, it is going to be a balancing act between the US dollar we receive through exports and also what we'll be buying.